Joining us now is Knoxville softball coach Chris Peden. And coach, you know, a loss, but I thought your girls competed again.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, we've shown at the end of the year here, we've gotten to a level where we got off the bus today, and I told them this in the huddle at the end. I mean, we got off the bus today, and we knew we had a chance in the softball game, and that's an awesome place to be. You just hope that, you know, as we move forward, we can start off at this level and next year maybe, and then keep growing from there, you know?
You got, again, enough runners on to, you know, you get even half of them home. We're probably still playing, but just couldn't get that one hit to kind of spark everything.
Yeah. I mean, she's a good pitcher. And we did a good job at adjusting and taking her deep in counts. I mean, I think we really worked her up in a pitch count there, and we did those things. But, yeah, balls just didn't fall. I mean, we hit some hard balls to the outfield there, and you know, there's not much you can say about that.
Obviously, nice way for Marley to go out to hit that home run. It felt like maybe a little bit of momentum was kind of grabbed some of that back a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, Mar's known for that, you know, one swing and that can change the game. I told her that's one of those when it came out of the pitcher's hand. It's like I've thrown enough of those in BP to her that you get behind the net after that ball comes out. She hit that thing to the moon, and then Mace came up and she had a great night, and then Prevo came up and we were right where we wanted to be. So it's a great job by Marley leading off a big inning for us.
Talking to Chris Peden, Knoxville softball coach on KNIA KRLS, as Knoxville falls on the final game of the season, 11-2 to Gilbert. You know, we'll go a lot more in depth when we do the season recap, but I guess just start to finish, you know, your kind of 20,000 foot overview, you know, pretty quickly after the season is over with.
Yeah, I told the girls, right, came into the year with the motto, better every day, and I told them in that final huddle, I said, take a moment and ask yourself, how did you get better? And I said, and if you can't answer that question, I can answer it for you, because every single girl on this team improved in some facet of this game. Some of us had really big gains and really big growth. Some of us, you know, were really focused gains and focused growths in really specific areas. So I couldn't be more happy with how that played out. Obviously, we're all competitors, and, you know, we want to get the results from that hard work and that growth, but that'll come as we continue to age here and continue to keep working.
You got to be happy about pitching. I mean, you put Mia Durham out there, an eighth grader who really should be going into eighth grade this year. And, you know, yeah, she'd be the first to tell you she probably needs to improve on a lot of things, but to get her, to put her out there on varsity level and to do some of the things she did, you know, you'd have to feel pretty proud of that and hopeful for the next four seasons with her.
Yeah, I mean, we had an injury there. We had to shift some people around, and Mia came in and did exactly what she needed to do. But, you know, it's half hats off to Jordan when you're talking pitching. I mean, she worked so hard in the offseason for us. She came in, you know, she had to shift to outfield for us for a bit there. But then to return back and, I mean, just talk about pumping strikes. And, I mean, she was efficient tonight. She did exactly what we needed her to do. And she trusted her pitches, and she kept them off balance. But That's a good softball team. So you can't ask for any more out of Jay, and she's going to go and she's going to work just as hard this offseason. I can't wait to see what she comes back like next year.
Good softball team, and I have never seen a team bunt and slap, but you mentioned to me that's Raccoon River softball right there in a nutshell.
100%. You know, you see it every time you play one of those schools. I mean, they play a different level of softball. Not saying it's better, not saying it's worse, but it's just a whole different style, and it's tough to adjust to that, but we're starting to learn that, you know, if we're going to keep staying up here in 4A and we're going to keep playing these regional games against Raccoon River teams, then we've got to maybe start shifting our style a little towards this so we can be better suited to play against it.
And you have a few Raccoon River teams on the schedule every year, Bondurant, ADM, and, you know, those come to mind right away. Any thought of maybe scheduling a few more of them, thinking, okay, we might see these teams late in the season?
Yeah, that's hard because, you know, I mean, every non-con game we play is against, you know, either Little Hawkeye or Raccoon River. So our non-con competition's already where we want it to be. And, I mean, adding games to a schedule that we already play is tough. Now, do we throw a couple more Saturdays or something in there next year to where you get a few doubleheaders and you get a lot of more opportunities? There's always a chance of that, but we'll answer those questions in October.
Don't want to go any further by without mentioning the seniors, Hannah Duncan and Marley and Macy Cox. You know, they were put in a situation where they were the leaders and, you know, maybe not vocal, but, boy, example, setting an example every night, every day out.
I mean, they are vocal, too. They led in every way. They led with nonverbals and verbals. They had a couple times in huddles this year that they were really the ones that shifted the energy and did those things. And, I mean, there's points in this season that each of them carried us through, you know, where maybe it wasn't going the best for us, but each of them stepped up and did something that helped us kind of cross that bridge and get to the next week. So I couldn't be more grateful for those three. They're also just three kids that, you know, I started my teaching career here and I've had them all 4 years, and, you know, you'll miss those three.
And, you know, for you personally, you know, bringing in a new baby right before the season and, you know, having that added, I'm sure time management was pretty critical for you this year.
Yeah, this might have been one of the craziest seasons of my life. But, you know, I owe everything to my wife. I mean, she's an absolute rock star, 8 hours, 9 hours, 10 hours a night by herself with that baby. So couldn't ask for any more at home. And, you know, I got all the effort and the girls were really understanding with, you know, some things that just come with that. And I just so blessed with everybody around me.
Well, now you get to a lot more time with the baby, you know, dad bonding.
Yeah, I made the mistake this morning of telling Lauren that football season starts in like 3 weeks.
Oh, okay.
She's like, we're not going to talk about that. So.
that'll be exciting, too. We'll catch up here in another week or so to do a full season recap. But thanks for the time this year. You know, the girls were fun to cover. You know, wins may have not been where they wanted to be, but you know, it's never easy to end the season, and already looking forward to next year.
Yeah, keep getting better. Appreciate you.
That's Chris Peden, Knoxville softball coach, and we'll be back for more right after this on KNIA KRLS.